up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
From me?
The people have chosen to listen to Giggly Squad because Paige was just on the carpet for the People's Choice Awards.
Is there a podcast category?
Apparently.
I feel like there should be now. I feel like we're in an age where like podcasts should be a category at the Oscars.
At least something for memes.
Yeah. At least something for like the creatives. No, Hannah. Okay, remember how I was saying like I could never do stand up by myself because I shake when I walk out on stage?
Yeah.
So my first like hit for E was where like the fans like sit and they were like announcing people and like celebrities were walking through and fans were like going crazy. But this was like before anyone even got on the carpet. So it was just like me and Aaron standing at like the beginning. There were a few gigglers in the crowd, which like did make me feel like less stressed.
Better.
And so I'm about to do like my first thing. And of course, like I know that I'm about to start shaking. So and I'm in heels and my knees literally start giving out like as I'm doing it. And I have like in my head, I'm like, plant your fucking feet, bitch. So then I get done and I like my publicist was standing there and I was like, oh, my God, how was that? Like I started shaking and she was like, wait, I thought like the wind was blowing because I was like, what's going on with her dress? And I was like, no, that was like just my body being like, whoa.
This is a lot of adrenaline for
like,
a fucking
wait a
Sunday.
Second. Why are we vertical?
No, but let's all like, let me just take a moment to acknowledge that people make jokes like, oh, Paige is in bed, whatever. I'm in bed too. But like, you're working your fucking ass off. This last week, you've been to every single place on earth, on every show, every outfit, glam every morning. It's really fucking difficult.
I am Kourtney Kardashian right now. I literally can't get glam. Like, I can't.
But I do have to say, when I first met you, you said I want to do correspondence on the red carpet for E.
Yeah.
And bitch did it. So where do we go now?
I freaking did it. Aaron Lim was so nice and so cute.
Shout out, Aaron.
And, like, it made me feel so comfortable.
Well, she's a pro.
No.
She's been in the game.
I literally was watching her do all of her interviews, and then when it was my turn, I just would copy whatever she did. Like, I literally was cheating the whole time.
Hey, I'm Aaron on the red carpet.
Hi, I'm Aaron Lim. Sorry, Paige DeSorbo. It's so funny because when I used to work at ABC News, while I was supposed to be working, I was watching Aaron Lim's like Snapchat story, like show.
Oh, cool.
And so like to meet her, I like told her that. But my favorite part on the red carpet was I'm like watching like the celebrities like walk in. And so like I'm making eye contact with some of them and like I just like smile like to be nice. Mm-hmm. And so there's a show on Netflix called Ginny and Georgia, which I'm like obsessed with. I binge it like in the first day it comes out. And the main girl on it who like plays the mom, her name's Brianne.
well, Georgia in the show, like we lock eyes and I just like smile and she mouths like, I love you. And I'm like, no, I'm freaking out. And then I got to interview her and it was just like such, it's just like girls being girls. Like, yeah. I felt like such a girl, like girls I don't know, but like I've never met in person, like Brie and Grace from Barstool. Like I've never met them in person, but like we saw each other and it was like, hi, oh my God, you look so pretty.
Yeah.
Like so it was like, it's funny when stuff like that happens.
A beautiful red carpet girls bathroom where everyone's just like, oh my God, you look so good. Do you have to puke? I'll do it in my hands. I love you. You're amazing. You're worthy. You're everything.
No, literally. That is, it's all drunk people in a bathroom.
It's so fun to see people and if they also like know you from somewhere and you have these moments. But afterwards, I'm so fucking tired because I'm so lit up the whole time, like with the most insane adrenaline. Like, are you okay?
No, I literally, obviously, like I immediately vomited when I got home.
Was it before or after the hot dog you posted?
It was after the hot dog. And I literally, I felt so... I feel like I'm such a rebel. You know, like we're always fighting the good fight. And I was like, I'm in LA. I'm getting a fucking hot dog because I want one person to be like, do you know what's in a hot dog? But it was so good. But also when I got home, yeah, like I must have been so much more nervous than I let my brain realize. Mm-hmm. Because like the body come down of like, mm-hmm. Okay, and I did it, and it's over, and I don't have to think about it anymore, and, like, you crushed it. Like, yeah. My whole body, I felt like I'm, like, sick today, because
yeah. You were crushing it, but also my butt will, like, be so sore, because I'm clenching my butthole the whole time I'm standing, and I don't realize it, and then I get home, and I release my butthole, and I'm just, like,
no, it's a full body workout.
My butthole's so strong.
My favorite DM of the whole night was Nana.
What did Nana say?
Nana was just like, I love the bang. Like, oh. And I was just like, Nana.
Because Nana doesn't know how to lie.
I don't know what Nana's last name is, actually. What is Nana's
DeLeo,
last name?
DeLeo. Vera DeLeo. Shout out to Vera. She listens to every episode.
I call her Nana. And, yeah. And then I'm like, wait, I should probably call her Mrs. And then I was like, no, but she's also my Nana.
But that's so funny. Like, Nana. I feel like that's you coming from a smaller town, how you like respect everyone's parents. And you're like, hi, Mrs. DeLeo. Where like growing up in Park Slope, Brooklyn, everyone was like, what's your name? Greg. Like you would just call parents by their first name. It was crazy. I'm like, can you hear that? Sorry. It's like a car alarm going off. Shut up. I'm trying to podcast. So my favorite thing that Nana does is during every award show, she finds an old photo of a gown she wore and she posts it and she looks better than like all the celebrities. and she goes, period. She goes, good luck on the carpet trying
people's
so hard to not be me
tonight. Here's me from a wedding 20 years ago. Looking you bitches could never.
Just so fucking snatched. Oh, so iconic. We love you, Nana.
No, iconic. But I'm in LA.
You're in LA.
Obviously.
Is there any other behind the scenes of corresponding for E! On the red carpet that the Gigglers should know about?
It's so funny because it's like anything that you've ever gone to in real life and you're like, wow, it looks a lot bigger on TV. Mm. Like, you know, when you go to a professional baseball game and you're like, okay, they don't have to run that far. But on TV, you're like, wow, that's so far. They're so good. And like in real life, you're like, move faster.
Like, you're like, the pitcher's 3 feet from the mound. How do you miss?
I'm like, I feel like the pitcher's not that in shape. Like, that's interesting. But so like everything looks so much bigger on TV, and so like really like the hosts are all like right next to each other, so it feels, it's just there's a lot of
that's
stimulation.
Crazy. Like, were you near Laverne?
No, I was right next to her.
I feel like they're going to like a whole different planet when they go to a different person.
The glam bot is probably the scariest thing I've ever encountered in my entire fucking life.
So on TikTok, if you go to TikTok Live, it was a live of just people doing the glam bot. And I got like fixated on this. I saw like Brooke and Tana came through. So I was screenshotting and texting them. But like, who thought that was a good idea? Who was like
a man?
Who? And some people, maybe 1 out of 100 people, I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. Like they're banged, no, their hair moved. But otherwise,
you can only nail it if you have the body structure of Alex Earl. Like, if not, like, it's so awkward because it's so quick. And they're like, and look the hottest you've ever looked in right now. Sorry, you missed it.
And no one could get a redo, right?
No, it's one and done, next person. And you're like, oh my God. Like, you don't, you forget how to stand.
I'm going to say it right now. If I ever do the glam bot, I'm going to make the ugliest face on purpose. I don't feel like anyone's ever done that. And I don't know why. Because I'm going to look, I'd rather look ugly trying to look ugly and be like, hi, you couldn't get me. I got myself.
Yeah. No, that's,
because I would blink for sure. And it's just like blinking or just, oh my God. Yeah, no. A man definitely thought of that.
I got one piece of advice before I did it from Robin, Girl Boss Town. She said, keep your eyes open and shut your mouth. And I was like, I feel like a lot of people have said that to me before.
You know, two things that are very difficult for me. Very difficult.
I'm like, it's not what I live by, but I guess for 1 second, it's fine.
Wait, shout out Girl Boss Town. Also, I didn't realize, normally with a carpet, people are like, you're walking on, you wait your turn. But this one, there was, people had to make like a whole entrance, like what, like a WWE wrestler?
No, it was so crazy because every time a celebrity would come in, fans would go insane. So like, I was in the middle of an interview and then all of a sudden it was just like, I couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had to just watch their mouths move. And when they stopped talking, like then I would start going. Like I was, the inside of my brain, I felt like squirrel.
What, like, was your hardest interview moment?
My hardest interview moment was with Lainey Wilson, because she was easily the most famous person that I interviewed. Okay. And I was the most nervous to interview. And when it was a like, the director was like, counts you down, like 3, 2. And then honestly, he skips one and he just like starts like moving his hand like, you're already late. And the prompter didn't correct.
Yeah.
From me introducing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to then introducing Lainey Wilson. So,
your enemies are out to get you.
No, my enemies were in full. They had won in that moment. My enemies were there and they had won. And I gave it to them. And on live, I go, it's wrong. And then it's just my face. And I'm like, and it's Lainey Wilson. And so I felt so fucking bad because she was probably like this dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. And then it threw me all off. Yeah. I forgot like all my questions. Yeah. And so then I just went into what I know. Yeah. And I was like, how'd you pick this outfit?
Honestly, probably better. That reminds me of when I mispronounced Luann de Lesseps in the beginning of an hour podcast. And I couldn't get it off my mind for the rest of the time. But I do have to say, thank God.
And that's a scary person to not.
How much did you use the cards? Because like, you don't want to look down to the cards. And then you have a teleprompter.
The cards for me were a prop. I felt like they looked good with my outfit. They made me more news presenter Barbie.
And you look like you knew how to read.
Yeah, they were like, Paige, cards are upside down again. I was like, sorry. Shoot, I was just going to say something and I forgot.
Knowing how I deal with nerves, I would forget every celebrity's name. If there wasn't a teleprompter, the most famous Beyonce could come up and I'd be like, fuck, it starts with the B.
No, it's actually so funny because like before we started, one of like the executives came into my trailer and was just like, you know, like good luck, and and she was like, be yourself. And I was like, right about that. When you say be yourself, what version are you referring to? And I was like, are you talking like full Giggly Squad page or like Paige, you went to college for broadcast journalism, read the teleprompter correctly? And she was like, okay, definitely not full Giggly Squad because this is network. And she was like, somewhere in the middle.
You go,
and
I
was
like, I okay, think great. It's streaming on YouTube, so they'll be fine.
I'm like, okay, so don't drop the F-bomb. Got it.
Which, honestly,
but it was really fun.
Harder than it sounds.
No,
that's amazing.
So fucking hard.
Who were you surprised that you like vibed with? I love how I'm now interviewing you so hardcore.
No,
right now.
I know. You're like, I love it so much. I was actually very nervous to interview, which I don't know why, because I'd met her one time before, JWoww and Mike the Situation. And I think I was nervous because like,
I've never met JWoww or
a
Snooki.
Small town Italian girl.
No.
Like, I was starstruck. Yeah. I was like, no, you guys are my Brad and Jen.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like very nervous about that. But Jenny is so fucking nice.
No, I love
her. She actually made me feel so much more comfortable, like when she was stepping onto like the platform.
Yeah.
Before like we started going, because she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you. So like that made me feel really comfortable. So it was fun interviewing them. So I think they were like one of my favorites.
It is funny how like a little thing like her just smiling towards you,
yes,
can make the whole interview better, where like a little thing like them not making eye contact, you'll be like, they hate me. They hate me.
No, that's so true, because like, here's the thing. Everyone's living like their own journey,
yeah,
and like coming up with their own conspiracy theories in their head. A perfect example of that happened. So there was this like one producer that was standing on the floor, and she was kind of like had a headset on. She was kind of like directing like celebrities, like where to go next and whatever. And she was so pretty that like I couldn't stop looking at her like as she's doing her job. And I was like, wow, this girl probably thinks I'm insane, because we keep like locking eyes and I'm just staring at her. But in my head, I was like, this girl should be on the red carpet. Like, she is so pretty. Mm-hmm. And so then at the end of the show, we're like standing next to each other, and I turned to her and I was like, sorry, I was literally staring at you the whole time because you're so pretty. And she was like, okay, I thought you were staring at me. Because you were like, what is this girl doing? Like, she looks insane. And I was like, no, you made that up about yourself. But like, I do the same thing. And just
you probably had like slightly stressed face on given the situation.
Yeah.
And then you were staring at her and you weren't giving, right, like, pleasant.
No, we know what I look like.
Yeah, we know. No, yeah. I didn't want to say it. But also, yeah, you straight up hit on her.
No.
You go, hey, don't want to bother you, but I've been staring at you across the room.
I was like one second away from being like, where's my hug? Like,
why aren't you smiling, babe? You've been working all night. You didn't smile once. You got a man?
No, I hate myself.
No, but that's so exciting. But I think the reason why I like to watch award shows is because you never know what's going to happen in those like chaotic, crazy moments of like celebs and those quick back and forths, and then like them on the red carpet and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It was very, very interesting. I'm so proud of you. I think.
Thank you so much.
I think, but like the gigglers at this point, like they manifest it and they just like know. Like, I feel like they just know. They're like, yeah, obviously.
No, all the gigglers in my DMs like were so fucking nice. And I feel like that energy like really does make a difference in the universe.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I was like, honestly, I felt like at one point I was like, just act like you're doing like a Giggly Squad live.
Yeah.
Like there are possibly more people at your Giggly Squad live show than are watching right now. Yeah. So chill out.
But literally like in situations I'll be insecure, but I'll just tell myself, I know there's at least one giggler watching and enjoying this.
Yes.
And I'm fine. It's like in the Taylor Swift documentary. She's like, no one out there actively hates you. Don't be dead-eyed. No, the gigglers are my fucking everything.
I have to bring this to someone's attention because it's all over my For You page.
What?
Have you seen the thing where the girl has the 50-part series called Who the Man I Married? Like, who is this man I married?
No. Is it
okay?
Is it done or is it still going?
No, it's done. She posted the final part. It's 50 parts.
So she wrote a novel.
I obviously watched them all. I don't think people know that you can watch TikToks on 2x speed, because like I got through that.
How do you do that?
Hannah, the little like share button on the right hand side, you click that and then like swipe all the way over and it says like playback speed, and you can click 2x, oh, or you just hold down on the right side of the screen and it plays it 2x.
Wait, that's so like important, because there have been so many moments where they're like, this is the secret to living a happy life, and I've been like, I can't fucking wait any longer, and I go the next
no one. I actually got nervous the other day because I realized like I watch a lot of TikToks on 2x speed, which means my attention span is getting less and less.
A literal squirrel. A cricket.
Which means I identify with Gen Z more and more, which is terrifying.
Welcome to the crew. So you watch her series.
So I watched this literal short limited series. it's all about this woman who married this man, was with this man for a year, and every single thing he told her was a lie. And she had to put the pieces together, contacting like family members, like so many things in the universe, like happened for her to find this stuff out. Like, it was not a coincidence. It is so insane. This man would lie about like things that like you also like didn't even need to lie about.
Yeah.
And she was like, some people were like giving her a little bit of shit of like, why are you like airing all your dirty laundry and like all this stuff. And she said something where she was like, I don't consider myself stupid. Mm-hmm. And like, there is part of me that like believed certain lies because I wanted to believe it. But like, I needed to put this whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Because women go through this all the time. Yeah. And she was like, I never had in my life have I come in contact. She was like, I've come in contact with a compulsive liar, but never a pathological liar who lies about every single thing. And it's so textbook, and I do feel like girls go through it so much but can't compare it to anything. Mm-hmm. It's just an insane series. If you have a free 48 hours, I suggest you watch it because it takes so long.
No, her doing that, it's like she figured something out and she wants to potentially help someone else figure something out. But also you don't want every girl for like a guy to be like, oh, I'm going to go get a sandwich. And they're like, are you? Like, you become well, super paranoid.
You literally never know.
I did date a guy in high school, which like I don't even think that counts, but like he was so charming, so funny, but he lied about everything. But I thought he was funny. Like I'd be at a party and someone come up to me and be like, his dad's a priest, and I'd be like, no, don't, just like, just, no. And then he'd be like,
yeah.
Or he put a celebrity's name like in his phone and be like, yeah, I text like him all the time. But it was always like to like random people, like not to me. But it's like if they'll do the little stuff, they'll do the big stuff. And then he was like lying about what college he got into. And I knew someone at the college and I was like, did he visit your college and like meet you guys? And they were like, we've never heard of him. And I called him and was just like, yo, are you like, did you really go to that college? And he was like, I did. And I was like, okay, like I've had fun knowing you, but like this is weird. And then I went to college.
Here's the thing about lying. I forget. So there's just no way I would be able to keep it up. Like if it's not something I care about, I'm forgetting it. Like I'm putting it out of my brain.
At the end of the day, I get in trouble for being too honest. And if that's how I go, that's how I go. Okay. If that's how I go, that's how I go. Because at least at the end of the day, I can say I was honest. And if the truth hurt too much, the truth hurt. But who am I to change the stars?
No, pathological liars are, honestly, they're smarter than me.
They get off on it.
That was the other part. He would lie and she was like, I think he would actually get off on me getting excited about something, knowing like that's never going to actually happen. She's never going to actually get this like new car that I told her I'm buying for her because he knew he was lying.
My biggest pet peeve. Like, I think it's my number one.
I just think sometimes it can be scary because it's like, oh, you're lying. I don't even have anything to do with the reason why you're lying. Mm-hmm. There's something in your brain that's not computing correctly. And that's scary to me. Like my biggest fear is the human brain. Like it's so... It's so scary what it's capable of. And like just the fact that there's something that like doctors are like, yeah, we don't know a lot about.
Yeah. And it's like, like that pathological lying is just like a couple steps away from serial killer. It's like all connected. But like there was a slight breeze when you were six that like hit a nerve that didn't turn you into like Jeffrey Dahmer. It's very.
Yeah.
And then you wonder like, do you have empathy for someone who's like a serial liar because it's like not their fault? It's like clearly
there's something wrong.
Yeah. Like, yeah, can like it be fixed in therapy? Wrong in your brain. So anyway, I mean, this is way above our pay grade.
No, way above our pay grade.
This special segment is presented by Macy's and Acast Creative. Okay. So one of my ins for 2024 is I feel like I'm always, I like to switch up my style, but I feel like I'm really entering my girly era. Not that I haven't always been super girly, but I just feel like I don't wear enough dresses. And I've ordered a few dresses and I'm like, I even though we live in New York City and it's so cold, like I can still pull off a dress. Like I love a knee-high boot. So I'm very into dresses for 2024.
I'm going to argue with you.
Okay.
Even though I shouldn't. What I'm going to do in 2024, and tell me if I'm wrong, I want to bring ties back.
Neckties. I love it.
The thing is, it's very hard to pull off, but like next Giggly Squad episode, I want to have like a button down with a tie and just see the vibe.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
I pulled a dress and an outfit, this like tweed dress, and I was like, oh, that would be really cute if you put like a button up on and a tie with it. And like if you had to like go to a meeting, but you have to get a dress that's like, and I'm sure they have them on Macy's. Mm. Like you have to get a dress that's like a little bit lower neckline so you can see that. I think it's like
nostalgic because like Avril Lavigne did it. Like we didn't do it when she was doing it. We were like, that's fun for her.
It was very skater then, and now I feel like it can be
like chic. Well, that's like preppy. It's like prep school vibes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we went to a private school.
It's also giving like 80s businessman. Like
it's also giving Barbara Walters.
Yes. So I think I'm gonna do that. But I also do. I love a dress. I think you should be able to wear dresses any season. I also. Talking about the preppy vibe, like Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren is on Macy's, on the Macy's app, and they have a lot of like really classy stuff.
No, Ralph Lauren, I've always been really scared of it because I'm like, I don't know if I'm that preppy. Mm-hmm. But now that like it's the old money aesthetic, it's very Sophia Richie.
And you can mix high and low. Like it doesn't have to be all prep.
And also, let's just be honest. Sometimes like picking out an outfit is exhausting. So like knowing that like, oh, I have this really cute dress. I can throw tights on with it or I can do like a knee-high boot.
Yeah.
You don't even have to figure out pants.
Do you know Macy's also has mango on it?
No. I love it so much. Most of the stuff I get is from Mango on Macy's because then Mango won't have it.
Yeah.
And Macy's does.
Yes. And I love how they organize like – you can see what's like trending, what's contemporary, and what's like.
Yeah, it's not just like all the dresses in one spot.
So I get very overwhelmed. I can't shop, like physically go in a shop. I'm like, I don't understand the rules. No. I don't know what's happening. I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, I need to go home. So if you're looking for a new wardrobe this 2024 and you're changing your ins and outs and you want to get some more dresses or maybe even a necktie, make sure you head over to Macy's.com/dresses.
And my favorite thing about dresses is you don't have to pick a top and a bottom. You just have an outfit. Perfect. If you're a lazy girl.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like a you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews,
active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Speaking of my looks, I know the only reason why I can't be a supermodel
is
because when I'm walking through the crowd, like doing my walk, if I made eye contact with like a friend, I'd do something stupid. Like, wait, there was a
like if you were at a runway show and I was sitting in the crowd.
So if they said, Hannah, what would you do? Gun to your head. You cannot make a face when you walk down this red carpet. Even if you lock eyes with someone, you know, you have to keep focused. There's photographers. You have to keep your face calm. I'll say, shoot me. Shoot me right now. Because there was a video of like Irina. She's one of the famous ones.
Irina Shayk.
Yes, Irina Shayk. She was walking and she saw
Irina Shayk listening to this being like, okay, notice.
No, I didn't want to mispronounce it.
Wait, we didn't even fucking talk about, we'll go back to it, Rita Ora being a giggler, going.
Yeah. Oh my God, everything's happening. So she sees her friend who's recording the video and she gives like this little cute smirk and keeps walking. And I go, that was classy. That was cute. That's not in me. I would be like holding in like laughter. I'd be like, I would like do like a piece. I would do something stupid, but that's like me with crowd work. I'll be like, don't say something to that man in the front with a stupid hat. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. And then I have to say it in front of 1,000 people. So anyway, I don't have the self-control.
What is it about though? Like when you're not supposed to laugh,
no,
that shit like really is.
No.
So no. Funny. Like it's a feeling. Here's why it's such a good feeling. It's so wrong, but it feels it's like so a Q-tip. Good.
Like, it's like a Q-tip.
No, there's no laugh. Like, okay, I went to a Catholic school my entire life. So no. Every Friday, we would have to go to chapel. No. And so you would go to chapel with your class.
The way me and you would have been evicted from heaven.
No, I never fucking got in trouble in school except for in chapel. I was like, look, guys, you can't put me in a silent room with my friends and not burst out laughing.
I wasn't
going
to laugh, but now that I'm not allowed to laugh, suddenly I need to laugh.
I have to. No, I have to. And it's a feeling that people, like, I feel like don't get to experience enough in adulthood.
I have to tell a story. There was this, like, company that wanted to get on the phone to talk to us and they wanted to see if me or you were available. You were not available. Okay. So I was like, I'll take it. Actually, I don't think we asked you. I was like, I'll just do it.
I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't even remember.
So that. I'm on with Grace and they were like, this is really important. We have to talk to Hannah. And they are like, just not saying anything important. And I was like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then like 10 minutes go by and they're like still talking and I can feel Grace next to me. I can feel her holding it laughter.
Wait, are you in person or you're on
I'm
a Zoom?
I'm sitting with Grace on a Zoom and I could feel her, like I'm looking at her face through the Zoom next to me and she has her hand kind of over her mouth and I think she's laughing knowing that I'm thinking like, why the fuck did they make this a big deal when like they're not, like this could have been an email type thing. So she starts doing the shakes and I'm like, oh no, you're not. No. So then I do like the cough thing and then I say sorry. Where you just have to let a little out, you know, it's like
yeah. No, if anyone knows Hannah, her and like knows when she's uncomfortable, her telltale sign is a fake cough. Like I feel like there have been situations where I've looked at you and been like, I can't believe you just pulled the fake cough out right now. Are you fucking kidding?
Okay, that was a bad, that was one, there was one.
In this time right now.
In this economy.
No, Grace is so fucking funny. We were in the car on our way to the People's Choice Awards, okay? It's like 9 a.m. We're going to hair and makeup and she turns to me and she goes, like, people think you're a bitch, but you are. And I was like, good morning.
She meant that as a compliment.
Yeah. And she goes, no, no, this is a compliment. Yeah. You're a bitch at the right time. And wow. I was like,
she's so wise. She's like our Yoda.
Yeah. I was like, thank you so much. She's like, you're a bitch when it's important to be a bitch, but you're actually really nice.
Or like you gaslight people to think you're gonna be such a bitch that when you're slightly not, they're like, you're incredible.
No, I literally walked in, literally we got out of the car, I walked into the trailer and I was like, my assistant just called me a bitch. So
no, I was recently with her and someone, like a giggler, came up to me and I was like, oh my god, hi, love you. And then Grace said something in the conversation. I go, oh, by the way, this is Grace. The girl, her mouth dropped. She goes, oh, you're Grace? Like, fully freaks out. I think she actually shoved me away and was like, this is the Grace, like the Grace. And I was like, yeah, okay, Grace, just standing on business. Anyway, shout out to Grace. She's the...
No, I'm obsessed with
she's
her.
She's our CEO. Also,
my mom yelled at me.
What?
Wait, last thing about Grace. My mom yelled at me because she was like, what are you guys going to do tonight? This was like Saturday night. And she was like, what are you going to do tonight? You should really take Grace out to dinner. And I was like, Grace wants to get in the bed and not see me until tomorrow. And that's what I want to do. And she was so mad at me. Like, I thought that I was like being mean to Grace. I was like, Grace doesn't want to hang.
I mean, you're like, yeah, I'll get delivery to her room.
Yeah.
Anything she wants. Worry.
Yeah.
Anything she wants. I did torture Grace though last week because I'm doing like a comedy set at Orange Theory. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we want you to roast Orange Theory. And like, I haven't done Orange Theory in a while. And they're like, can you come to a class? And I was like, only if Grace comes with me. So Grace,
no, and that's definitely an HR violation.
So I thought it was,
I don't think you can legally to make your employees work out.
Well, I did it to her before with hip-hop yoga, but I'm like, Grace, it's fun, like it's like we're being healthy.
Yeah, no,
she's like, yeah. And then we get there, there's a heart monitor thing, she's dying, and then I'm dying, and we're both like at the red.
Part of working for Giggly Squad is taking a stress test because we're anxious girlies. We need to know where you're at.
The worst part about this was I also peer pressured her to eat a full bagel.
Like, no.
She met me at my insane place. And at 10 a.m., I'm Italian. So I go, what do you want to eat? Like, we need breakfast.
Wait, she told me this.
And I have no self-control when it comes to like, if I'm craving something, I don't care what's going on around it. Like, yeah, I'm eating that fucking food. And sometimes right. I crave healthy stuff and sometimes I don't. And I said, we're getting an everything bagel with scallion cream cheese. She said she wanted it untoasted, which...
Interesting.
I didn't want to... I don't judge. I support women in the arts. But I was like...
Right.
Why? And she was like, I don't like when the cream cheese melts. And I'm like, it doesn't... I mean, I get it, but like...
It doesn't... melt, it gets a little toasty.
It gets a little so I was like, okay, psychopath. So she was already like, I was confused. And then we ate it all.
She's already on thin ice.
We're on thin ice. We get to Orange Theory. Immediately, we're like, the bagel is a bad choice. Like, I don't know what I thought they were going to take it easy on me because I was like there for research. No, they started doing like a competition. And I didn't even know the rules of the competition. But I'm like, Grace, we have to win this competition. And she's like, The bagel was in my throat.
Is it you guys running on a treadmill? Where is the heart monitor?
Okay, so they put a heart monitor around your arm and then you see everyone's name and their heart rate.
No.
This is the thing. You want your heart rate to be like green or red. It means you're working yourself hard enough. But during the warm up, ours was like red because we're out of shape. So, and then I started to cheat, obviously. So then my heart rate got really low.
Right.
And the guy came up to me who was teaching the class and he was like, is your thing on correctly? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking slacking because I'm going to puke and it's embarrassing. So anyway,
no,
we had
I'm
to
not
row.
In school anymore. I'm not showing my work. No. No, I'm not.
How did you get this? How did you get to 4 miles on the treadmill?
Show your work. Fuck you. I hated it in school. I'm not doing it in real life. Like, you're not seeing my heart monitor. HIPAA violation. Like,
wait, show your work. No. I'm so triggered by you saying that. I'm going to start saying that to people. Show your work. Show your work.
It's so triggering. Honestly, if you think that your boyfriend is cheating on you and he says he got from point A to point B,
show your work.
Because I do not believe you. I do not believe that you did not cheat. And show your work.
No, my favorite is when you finally get in that moment where the teacher's like, there's no fucking way you got from this to this. How did you get there? And you have to try to explain.
Or when you would show your work and it was different, but you still got the right answer and it was like half off. Is this Russia? Are you fucking kidding me? I still got the same answer, like, bitch.
I did the rest of my head.
I was like, I couldn't see that far on the person next to me's paper.
Wait, whatever happened to like being effortless? Why do I have to show my work? What if I'm just an effortless queen?
Also, like, how many teachers out there are like so pissed when they were like, you're not going to have a calculator on you as an adult? And it's like, guess again, bitch. We have ChatGPT.
People have chat. Like, nowadays, that's like what the kids use. I mean, it's crazy.
No, it's so good that I'm not in school when like these cheating.
Yeah, you would have been in jail.
The way the kids are cheating these days.
They're cheating next level.
I would have been running Ponzi schemes.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been too intense.
But it's also like, okay, then when they have to go in the real world and they have to put together an email, they're going to use ChatGPT anyway. So like at the end of the day, it's like grammar. Like, it's the world's evolving. But the thing is, ChatGPT, it gets it wrong. Like 15% of it is always
Every once in a while.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And with comedy, like you can put in like Hannah Burner joke and it'll say like, actually, I want to put it in. I just downloaded it this last week because my little cousin told me about it.
Whenever I'm on FaceTime with Craig, I'm like, let's like write things into ChatGPT and see what it says.
Wait, it's so funny. So I said, I'll write Hannah Burner joke. This is the rest of the podcast. This is all we do. Hannah Burner joke. Write a Hannah Burner joke. Sorry. See, it's confused me. Write a Hannah Burner joke. What if this is my next special? It's all ChatGPT jokes and everyone's like, okay.
I love it.
Why?
No, it'll give you like a bio on yourself too.
Yeah. Why did the cell phone break up with its charger? Because it found another connection that was more energizing than being plugged in. It's like Tinder for electronics. Okay, so it's doing like dating stuff, but it's like the jokes don't hit.
Right.
It also said that I was on Below Deck Mediterranean in my summary.
It said what?
It said that I appeared on shows like Summer House or Below Deck Mediterranean. Oh my God. Wait. It just shaded the fuck out of me.
What'd it say?
It said, if you're looking for a joke she's made, you might want to check out her social media. Keep in mind her humor may vary and be subject to personal taste and context.
Okay, so our enemies work at ChatGPT, and that seems fucking sus.
What the fuck was that? Would they say that about a male comedian? Anyway, also.
Oh my God.
Before I did Orange Theory, the night before, I was like, oh, I have a like important, crazy workout class the next day. It's going to be intense. I ordered Indian food. Like, I think.
No.
I think sometimes I do it for the plot. I'm like,
yeah, you literally like to see what happens. It's the same mentality like when we work with a makeup artist we've never worked with before. You love the drama. You're like, have you ever done a cat eye? And they're like, no. And you're like, great, let's try it.
Like, and then if it doesn't work out, I get upset. Like, I get upset. Like, insane. I didn't make that happen to myself. Do I self-sabotage?
No. Not like when things that matter.
Yeah, just like my makeup for every Giggly Squad job.
No, you do it for things that are like,
yeah,
it'll be fun to see what happens, but nothing that would be detrimental.
When I know something's gonna be bad regardless, I'm like, let's eat Indian food to just like make it even more exciting. I remember being like, oh, I felt it all on the treadmill. But no, Orange Theory was actually really fun.
So, you're like, let me feel something. I
just want to feel alive in this life. Also, what is your opinion, speaking of makeup, on mascara on the bottom lashes? I feel like this has been a long debate that no one's been talking about, and we have to discuss it.
Are people talking about this on TikTok?
Not really, but I am.
Okay, I have a very strong opinion, and I go one way. So I'm very interested to see if you're the same or opposite. When it comes to bottom mascara, I think it's an absolute necessary and a must. I think my eyes don't look complete without it. Do you not use it?
You know, it's so crazy, which is so on brand for us. Mm-hmm. I never do bottom mascara.
Hannah Lucy.
One, because I have, not to humble brag, I have like abnormally
long lower lashes.
Yeah, where like I'll do it and then it kind of gets everywhere. And then someone told me, like, not to be ageist, that it can make you look older.
Interesting.
And like your eyes look less bright. Mm-hmm. And like I love looking older and wise and smart. But and someone told me it can also make your eyes look smaller, especially if you do under eye liner.
Yes, if you do under eye liner, to make your eyes look bigger, this is kind of crazy. You have to do liner in here.
Oh, that's helpful for the listeners.
Grace, clip this. In your waterline on the top.
In your waterline on the top. You put, yes.
On your top lid, in the waterline, you have to put black mascara. It is so crazy, the difference. It's what makes your eyes look like the fox, like yes. Doe-eyed. It just completely opens them. It's insane. Yeah. But I guess I don't.
Do you put a lot of mascara on the bottom?
No, I just like, but I have to touch it with the brush.
You have to touch it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm also just like a mess. Like it gets everywhere. Do you know, do you remember, well, you didn't, you were at All Girls School. We'd wear makeup. And then by like the fifth period, like one eye I was scratching and like the makeup's everywhere. And then the other eye, like I go in the bathroom and I had a fucking like chunk of mascara like by my nose. And I'm like, how many periods?
I think in another In another lifetime, we definitely were in high school together. You would have loved. I know that you loved boys and like were boy crazy, but you would have loved All Girls High School. You would have thrived so much because not everyone loves an all-girls high school. And I will say I had a very particular grade of women. Like we were unlike any other grade in our school.
Oh, yeah. You loved your grade.
I loved my grade. We never won a single event. Not one time in all 4 years did we win anything when we competed against
iconic
because we didn't care. We were like, sorry. And we all went out, you know, like we all partied. Mm-hmm. But the thing about like an all-girl school that you would have loved was like there truly was zero judgment when you showed up to school and like how you looked and how you took care of yourself during the week. Non-existent. Like it was so like you rolled out. I would have died if I went to school with men because I would have killed my mom for like my outfits every single day and like how I look. And I just
The outfits every day were like so important. The beginning of the school year, like the outfit you chose, like who are you this year? But it was like exciting. But I would argue that like a Catholic all-girls school was like way more fucking boy crazy than like our school, because we just go and you see all the guys and like so-and-so's dating so-and-so and like you have your crush that you like make eye contact with like once every 3 days, maybe you see him, you go on AIM, you hope he talks to you.
If there was a straight man anywhere on campus, everyone knew about it. When I was a senior in high school, my favorite ex-boyfriend would like bring me lunch to school or like put shit on my car or like whatever. And he was like a good looking like high school, you know, like he was like an attractive guy. Everyone would know when he was like in the parking lot, like people would come come in during classes and be like, Paige's boyfriend is here. Like it was like we could sniff it the fuck out.
No, but like I also know that like the all male schools, you guys would like live for the weekend and be like this school and that school is hanging out with that or like what dances you're going to.
I like to think all girls high school kept me out of a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like, because if there was a chance you could make out with a boy at your school, I would have been doing it.
No, like, yeah, you would have been trouble for sure. Because, no, yeah, I had a friend. She would, like, have sex. It was Manhattan, so she would leave the school. They would play hooky and go have sex in, like, the Whole Foods bathroom in Lincoln Center.
That's insane. I still had a terrifying mom. But but like, yeah, no, I could
and
see
like,
that.
The second I got a boyfriend, he was a senior. And so they were like, didn't care about school. I'd be like walking and they'd be like, where are you going? And I'd be like, class. And they'd be like, no, like hang out here with us. So like I started like skip class because like my boyfriend was there.
You know, what's crazy.
Going to school.
We're in our 30s.
Do you know sometimes the gigglers, I think a lot of them know, but then some of our younger gigglers forget. And yeah. then they'll hear that I'm 32 and they'll be like, they'll feel gaslit. Like they'll be like, what?
No.
You guys, age is made up.
Sometimes I'll hear someone say my age and I'll be like, how fucking dare you? No, I'm not.
No, and but I'm like, I think yeah, times have changed. I think time, you know, everyone's like, oh, 40s the new 50s. Like, I really think, oh my God, I had this idea. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the first generation of old people that are going to be like good at technology.
Yeah, we're the first generation who like grew up with it, grew up having
like,
it.
Like, there'll be new technology that we'll be confused about, of course, like even ChatGPT, right. but like, of course. We're the first generation that like will pull out an iPhone and be like, da 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 da, and like, no social media. So, like, I think it's going to keep. Like,
I find us to be an adaptable. Young. We're an adaptable generation.
Okay, big word.
Like, throw it at us and we're going to vibe with it, I feel like.
Okay, big word.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wait, we totally forgot to talk about the Today Show and Rita Ora. Spill the fucking beans.
Honestly, what a day to be there. I'm like, guys, the drama follows me. I didn't ask for this. So
do you know things?
No, honestly, couldn't have been more oblivious. I know.
You were like, I was just staring at myself in the mirror.
No, I didn't even know Jenna wasn't supposed to co-host with Hoda. Like, I didn't even know it was like a special guest host. They put me in the same green room every time. Like, I don't even know where these other alleged green rooms are. Like, I've never even seen them. It's so funny because that day there were a lot of like A-list celebrities there. And when I walked in, one of the girls who was like working said, oh, like we have this curtain that you can sit behind if you need like your own space. And I just kind of looked at her and I was like, oh, I don't need like my own space. Like, I don't have to sit behind this curtain. Like, it's okay. Like,
she just puts a towel over your head. she's like, the celebrities don't want to see you right now. You go, I'll just close my eyes.
No, like they've never offered me my own space before. So I was like, I don't need
it. Oh, so maybe like, they were triggered by something that happened.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, you can give it to someone else or something. Like, I'm fine just like sitting on this like bench here. Like, I'll just wait. So I'm sitting back there. My models who I'm dressing are back there changing. I then see, and then everyone who's in that hour, who's like a guest, is in that room. So there was like a woman who was doing like a cooking thing, like, and we're all sitting there. And it's the room I'm always in.
So many segments.
And so when I got there, there were so many paparazzi and I'd never seen that before. So in my head, I was like, oh my God, someone like crazy must be doing the Today Show. So when I walked in, everyone was like, oh, J-Lo was here earlier. And then I'm sitting there and I see Rita Ora walk in and I got so starstruck because one, I didn't expect her to be as tall as she is. Like, she's
really
gorgeous. Like, she's gorgeous on TV, but in person, she's gorgeous. And like the way she walks, she's very elegant. You just like immediately look
Wait,
at her.
I actually saw her once when I was like bartending an event. Like 7 years ago, and she was walking and everyone was staring at her and she had this long ponytail and her energy was fucking like star power.
Yes. She gives off energy of like, I control this whole room and I haven't even said a word. Like,
and I love her fashion.
Yeah, she looked really good. So I see her walk in and go to the back where the dressing rooms are, where my models are getting changed and she's getting like touched up. Then I see her. And it's like 30 minutes until like my hour starts, like the 10 o'clock hour. So then I see like producers coming in like 5 minutes before the show is about to start. And then all of a sudden, like Rita Ora is on the camera. And then I hear people being like talking about Kelly Rowland. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know she was supposed to co-host. And no one said anything like to me. And in my head, I was like, oh, I would have stepped in. And I said it to one of the producers. And she just like looked at me and she was like, yeah, we went with Rita Ora. I was like,
okay. Wait, so they were saying Kelly Rowland had to drop out.
Yeah, I like couldn't hear, but they were like, will Rita do it? And Rita was...
She was supposed to be there for just a segment.
Yeah, she was there like getting interviewed. And then they were like, hey, will you stay? And she was like, yeah, sure. And so then she did it.
Were you told that you were going to be interviewed by Kelly Rowland originally?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. So you're in the dark. You have a towel on your head.
I'm still standing behind the curtain, like waiting for my name to be called.
Wait, so for people who don't know, Paige goes on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And then a couple hours after... Everyone's saying Kelly Rowland storms out of the Today Show because she didn't like her dressing room.
Yeah.
But then if you look at the comments, people were not having it. Like, people were like, how dare you, like, spread this filth about Kelly Rowland? She's an angel. She's perfect. We're obsessed with her.
No
like,
way.
The fans were not having the Kelly Rowland slander.
Wow. Okay, so I don't know. Here's the other thing that's like a crazy part. I don't even know what dressing rooms they're talking about. Like, where even are these elusive dressing rooms? And I can't imagine.
Well, where's like Hoda?
I have no idea.
Wait, it is giving Real Housewives though, when like you walk in and the bedroom's like kind of smaller than the girl next to you and you're like, can I talk to the manager?
Here's the other thing. I've never been to the Today Show where they've had that many really big stars.
At the same time.
J-Lo, Kelly Rowland, and Rita Ora is an insane lineup in general.
Yeah. Well, I hope that whatever happened with Kelly, she's okay.
I hope everyone's recovered. And I hope the biggest takeaway was that Rita Ora is a giggler.
Oh, yeah. So how did you figure that out?
So when I first sat down, I like Rita Ora like says hi, like so nice, like a normal person. And I was like, OK, but this isn't a normal person.
Also, she's British. Like, that's cool.
That's cool. That means she's like highbrow comedy.
Yeah.
And so I just like I was just like, oh, my God, I'm the biggest fan ever. And she was like, oh, my God, like Giggly Squad. I listen. And so I wasn't even going to say anything because we hadn't started like going yet. So then when they introduced me, I said to her, like, everybody's just treating you so normal. And I'm over here like so starstruck. And then it was Hoda, who by nature, I feel like feels like a giggler, said, oh, yeah. And Hoda's Rita said she listens to your podcast. So she's the one that called it out, which is a girl's girl. Yeah. And so then I was just like in my head the whole time was, I can't wait to tell Hannah.
No, and I know. You texted me and Grace, and we were like, and I think we were together laughing on that Zoom call. also, no, you're so right. Hoda gives giggler energy.
She gives giggler for sure. She's wearing all for leather, sure. Like all black leather. I was like, I feel like we're soul sisters.
I have a conspiracy theory now because we've heard a couple rumors about certain celebrities that listen to Giggly Squad. So then in my delusional head, I'm like, oh, it's the podcast that the celebs listen to.
No, like, I feel like if we still had E! True Hollywood Stories, we would be referred to as the podcast of the stars. You know, and it's what makes it so interesting.
When Kim K goes to get her vampire facial, she turns on Giggly Squad.
And the craziest part is, like, we've never had a guest ever in our life. Like, I don't even count Trevor as a guest because he's a boy.
I was like, do we even call this a podcast?
What is this weird thing?
Who knows what this is? Also, people didn't like say it, but like I feel like Hailey listens. Hailey Bieber.
People are saying it with their eyes. Like they're saying it with their energy.
My mom listens. Nana still got it, listens.
And that's my Hailey Bieber.
That's Hailey Bieber. Oh my God. Well, you're fucking doing so much out here. Why did you write Pilates, my neck,
no,
my back, my pussy, and my crack?
Why did I write Pilates, my neck, my back?
Are they hurting?
Oh, no. I must have written this down when I was in like a like health hour of my life.
Oh, to help your neck and your back?
Yeah. If there are any, like, because I feel like I've talked about my chiropractor and on Giggly Squad, and a lot of gigglers have gone to him. He's on 26th and 5th. His name is Dr. Kang, K-A-N-G. But whatever, I am obsessed with him. But I always have neck and back pain, and I'm not kidding. I've only done like 8 Pilates classes. Mm-hmm. I feel like already it has so improved my back and my neck pain that I'm like actually in shock. Like,
sorry, whenever you say neck and back, I just my neck and back. Your little Kim.
Stop making Pilates everything helps dirty. Your neck,
your back.
We're combining Pilates and hip hop yoga here, okay?
Oh my God.
So if the girlies are nervous to start working out, me and Hannah have just started. So start with us. We're in the beginning of our journey.
I love how it took us 4 years to be like, guys, maybe the whole like move your body and make you feel better. Maybe there's something
maybe,
to it.
Maybe they're on to something.
But you know what's crazy? You've invited Sierra, but you've never invited me to do Pilates. And I thought that was like, you know, our history with the wedding and like,
you know what's funny what is wore. I went to Pilates the other day and I didn't invite Sierra. And then...
But she was there.
No, but I was walking in and I was like, wait, what if she's here?
You both cheat on each other.
And I didn't invite her. And then I was like, but then that would mean she didn't invite me either. So we are even, bitch. Like, I had a fake fight with Sierra at Pilates the other day.
You both are like Spider-Mans pointing at each other. Yeah. I want to ask Grace to go to hip-hop yoga, but I'm afraid that... there's like a weird power dynamic where she feels forced to go.
Let's let her come to us.
Yeah.
Let's let her right. ask us. I would love if you came to Pilates because I want to come to a hip hop yoga.
Okay. Well, now you're coming into my territory.
And we'll see what happens.
I think it'll be hilarious. We'll give a review. For people who don't know, imagine Y7
if we opened a workout studio, like the Giggly Squad workout studio.
And there's a nap section.
It's like sleeping pods. You can come and get like stretched and then take a nap.
You can also turn around if you want to and we won't charge you.
There's like lasagna in a vending machine. It's like, take it on your way out. It's like comforting.
Isn't that just Lifetime Fitness?
Wait, no. There was a gym in Albany. There was a Planet Fitness in Albany, and they would order pizza every Friday. And I never, I was
free
like,
pizza.
This is such a weird collab.
Very Italian. No, I know. Also, in terms of watching stuff,
yeah,
Desner are watching this thing called The Killing, but like it's people are from Denmark. They speak. I don't know what they're speaking. I've been watching 8 Danish? Episodes and I don't know what language this is. But I'll tell you, it's not English.
Wait, they're have you watched Denmark. Any Love is Blind?
I do have to say, even though I can't watch reality TV because I'm triggered, mm-hmm. that's the show I would watch because it's good. But they torture them.
If you're going to dive into it, this is definitely the season to dive into. Really? Because they nailed it with the casting.
Really?
Like last season and the season before, I didn't even finish because if the casting isn't spot on, the whole show is a sham. And this year they're right. casting perfection. It's so good.
I feel like the producers for sure must get in their ears in terms of they know like, oh, if this guy picks this girl, it's going to be fucking epic. And yeah, they're definitely 100%. Like, dude, like, oh my God, the way.
They definitely upped their reality TV producing this season.
And then they all hang out still afterwards when they're all like technically married.
No, they literally like all go on vacation. And like meet up and then they see what everyone looks. Well, they see what all the couples look like.
I actually met, you know, Giannina from the first yes. season. Love. So she's with Blake from The Bachelor.
And they're having a
baby.
Yep. I was going to say they were going to have a boy or a girl, but then I forgot what they were having. And so I didn't want to mess it up. So then I forgot how to talk. But they are with child.
But Blake has a special place in my heart because I was going through some hard times with reality TV and he went through like an insane thing with The Bachelor mm-hmm. and he ended up posting screenshots to show like that he wasn't like this person crazy. They were trying to like
yeah
and we had this like moment where he was very it's hard because it's such a specific experience and he was just like very insightful and I love him for that.
And she's like so sweet and
she's sweet. She's cute. Funny. She's beautiful. So they come to my show in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that.
And she made a comment like, oh, don't judge me by the show. And I'm like, bitch, that show was so insane. The fact that you ran away on the altar was the most sane thing that happened. The fact that you didn't want to marry a guy you met through a wall 4 days ago, that was completely sane of you. You were the only sane one.
If someone says don't judge me, like based on, like, I won't. I would never.
No, but like, she decided not to marry the guy she met for like 6 days and they made it seem she was like insane. I go, thank God she didn't marry the man. But the whole concept of Love is Blind, like, for you to be like, yeah, that's a girl I've fallen in love with, her voice and her spirit or whatever the fuck it is. And then they expect you to have to like stay with them 4 seconds later when you see someone hot. Like, it's genius. Because it's like, also, you didn't fall in love with each other.
The thing that I am like most curious about is I would love to know how my like intuition would perform during that. Like, if I heard someone's voice and I pictured what they looked like, I would love to like see if I was like way off or like spot on.
We know that you are
a witch.
You like ugly people sometimes.
I sure do.
So like you try to find something that's funny and gets you, like, you'd be perfectly happy with that experience.
I'd be so good on Love is Blind.
If he came out and he was 5'4", I would start sobbing. I'd be like, you fucking producer.
You'd be like, my enemies are producers on this show. And that is clear today. And that has been made.
Then you have to lie to producers. You have to be like, I want a short man. I want him to be gay. I want a gay short man.
Not again. Please don't put that in my atmosphere again.
But also, I could fall in love with a wall. Like, I would just be laughing at my own jokes. They'd be like, Hannah, it's a different person. I'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
No, it would be very interesting.
One guy with a low voice, I'd be like, he gets me.
Wait, did you come with me that one time I did like the blind dating at Soho House?
No.
Were we even friends? Okay, one time my friend made me do this thing at Soho House where they were like performing. This was like, this was like way before Summer House. And he was like, will you do this for me and be like one of the girls that like picks like the one of the three guys? And I was like, okay. So I did it. And I like was so nervous. I wasn't even listening to what like the guys said. So I like, it was over and like I picked one of them. And afterward, I went up to him and I was like, hey, like, obviously, like, we don't have to hang out, like, if you don't want to. But like, all my friends are like gonna have dinner and like, you're more than welcome to come with us.
You're like, but my parents are having dinner and if you want to come over.
This man wanted nothing to do with me. And I was like, and that's fine too. Like, have the best night. But the guy sitting in the front row, like, I ended up meeting and I slept with him for like 5 years.
Wait, that's, I think so, like, blind
the
dating
turn of
is
events
so good.
Was wild.
It comes back to, you never know where you're going to be.
You
where
never
someone
know.
Someone is going to vibe with you. But the thing is, when Love is Blind does work, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like that cute couple with Cameron, whatever his name is. Okay, maybe I'll give it a try.
Give it a try. I actually am watching the best show ever on Amazon Prime. It's called Belgravia. It's like one of my period pieces. And it's like 1800s London. It's so fucking good.
Oh my God. You have such a wide range.
I'll put it in the newsletter.
Did I say last week everyone asked to watch Love on the Spectrum US season 2?
You didn't.
It is
so good.
So fucking good. I would say like the first 3 episodes are good. It gets a little slow and then it ends. It's the cutest, most incredible stuff. And now I follow all of them on social media.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's so insightful.
I follow the one girl on TikTok.
And some of them are such geniuses in such specific things. We're just fascinating how their brain works. And then seeing the parents and the family. Oh, it's just so good.
The parents are really the best part. Like,
one of the moms this season loves the camera. Like, she's like, she's trying to move the story along. Yeah. She's like, Connor, you're going to call that girl right now. Mama needs to make some money off the series. Okay.
And just like to see the parents' perspective is so.
Or they'll be like, I never, like, this relationship that their kid found had made them grow in ways they didn't anticipate, or oh, when they were 4 years old the doctor said they would never speak and now you're seeing them like on a full date having like an amazing time. It's just like Des cries the whole time. He cries the whole time.
It's a really good show. Last note before we end, I'm starting to get like gray hairs.
Welcome to my life.
No, I'm like,
welcome.
I'm not okay.
Like they have different texture.
It has a different texture and like it's more than just one. And I'm like, stop. I keep plucking them.
Apparently you're not supposed to pluck them. But
I just feel like that's a myth.
3 summers ago, you went in my hair like a monkey.
Yeah,
and you pulled out all my grays.
Yeah, I did. And I loved it.
And I don't think it's your fault, but the grays, they have main character energy. When they grow, they go, I'm here. And they're like thick and they go straight up.
No, it's really stressing me out recently.
Like I get my hair colored very subtly, but then it's like every couple months you get colored or you just
I might go
in.
Get a glaze.
A glaze or you'd be like Stacey London. Hopefully your gray grows
and do that.
One beautiful sweep side bang.
Imagine I'm just like my bangs are gray.
Do you know what the grays show? Knowledge.
Wisdom.
Experience. Wisdom. HPV. finally, people still think the newsletter is a bit.
No,
they keep going, the newsletter bit is really funny.
I love that they think it's a joke. And I love that our newsletter is of that of the caliber of a fourth graders who came up with the idea for a newsletter. Like
all photos.
There's not much to think about. It's very straightforward. It doesn't have a lot of variation, but you will enjoy seeing
for
it for
sure.
a second.
And it's once a week. It's once a week. You know when you sign up for a newsletter and you're like, why do I have 8 emails from this brand right now?
No,
and
we would
they're
never.
Asking you where you are, what you're doing.
No.
Get away from me.
No, it's too much.
Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you, Paige, for giving us the BTS.
Thanks for having me on.
Crazy week. Thanks for coming on Giggly Squad this week. we love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.